With his boyish face and light blonde hair shaved tightly to his head, Brenton Burson looks even younger than his 22 years. And you can hear that youthful tone when he's talking about this whole training camp experience.
It's really weird. Trying to not think about it too much, but it's cool growing up in Charlotte, getting to play with the Panthers, and then coming back to where I just graduated college to do camp. It's awesome.
Weird, cool, awesome. It's also a pretty big deal. He's actually been signed to the team as an undrafted free agent. What that means is that he makes $850 a week to practice from now until the end of August. If he makes the final team roster, then he gets the rest of his contract, at least $390,000. But here's the thing. Almost half of the 91 guys out here won't make that cut.
Here we go. Bring it up. Break it out on Piggy. Let's go.
One advantage Burson might have is that while he was here at Wofford College as a double major in finance and accounting, he also spent a lot of time on the practice fields. He was a star as a wide receiver for the Wofford Terriers.
First and 10 from the 37. Play action. Allen going to go deep for Burson. Wide open. Touchdown. Got behind Carson Hill. Touchdown, Wofford.
Burson caught that 37-yard strike in Wofford's playoff loss in 2010. But the touchdown catch was important. First off, it was his ninth of the season on a team that hardly passes at all. And secondly, he tied the single-season record held by Jerry Richardson. Yeah, that Jerry Richardson, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, who Burson kind of knows from back in Charlotte.
My dad actually lived next to him, and I lived with my mom. But when I would go there every other weekend, I mean, I only met him maybe twice.
And if Burson makes that final cut, he'll be the first Wofford player since Jerry Richardson back in 1959 to play professionally in a regular season game. But he's got to beat out 14 other receivers, all going after one of the most competitive and high-profile positions on the field. And some of those guys are pretty much locks for one of the six open slots, guys like Brandon LaFell and, of course, Steve Smith. Still, head coach Ron Rivera has noticed Burson.
Well, we've seen a lot from Brenton, and he's flashed a lot.
What's flash?
Flash is to make a play. He makes plays, make catches. He catches the ball extremely well, runs good routes.
So flashing is not something illegal. It's a compliment, and one that Burson says he'll definitely take. It's even been a little joke he's had with Coach Rivera.
I was talking to him in the weight room, and I asked him if he meant Flash Gordon, because I'm blonde.
Burson's got another week of practice, and then he might get a chance to play during one of the next few preseason games. If it's going to happen for him, now's the time. And if it doesn't, there's always that double major in finance and accounting. He says his backup plan is to try another thing Charlotte's known for besides the Panthers. Banking. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.